Grüß Gott.
Amen. Evo, ne možemo da verujemo, ali ovo je već predposljednji dan. Vreme prolazi brzo, ali eto. Imamo još nekoliko obaveštenja pre nego što počnemo službe. Danas, posle podnevne službe, znači između posle podnevne službe i večere, imat ćemo krštenje. I ima još jedna obavest, našla se neka dečja obuća na odbojkaškom terenu. Ako je slučajno neko od vas zaboravio, možete provjeriti, a može biti da je i neko od gostiju ove prostorije ostavio. Amen. Couple of technical things before we start. We have a baptism after the afternoon service, so between the afternoon service and the dinner, and also there is some child's clothing on the sports terrain, so if anybody is missing, you can pick up. Amen. Jedna jako divna stvar se danas dogodila, ne znam da li ste primetili, ali naš brat Dragomir se vratio. Amen. I sa našom sestrom sve ide na bolje, tako da verujemo da je samo đavo hteo malo da poremeti ovaj mir, ali i ovo lepo zajedništvo koje imamo, ali slava Bogu, nije uspio. Amen. Amen. I don't know if you actually saw, but our brother Dragomir is here, so what happened yesterday with his mother was just a little trick of the devil, but he didn't succeed. He just wanted to disorder this fellowship we have, but praise the Lord, everything is fine. Amen. Nećemo više dolačiti. Brat Ron ima danas nešto specijalno na srcu. Čuli ste kako je jučer rekao i ja verujem da će nas Bog blagosloviti na ovoj službi. Brother Ron told us yesterday that he has something special on his heart, so I believe we will receive a great blessing on this morning service. Brat Pavle.
dođete ovdje, ja ste sigurno u raju, ne?
dalje kroz šta. Očekujemo veliki dolazak, haleluja. I znamo da imamo ovdje među nama. Znamo da si među nama sigurno, amen. Ali znamo da ćemo svi otići sa njim, haleluja. Hvala Bogu, broj najbitniji, amen. Tako možemo da mu se zahvalimo u molitvi. Haleluja, možemo da ga slavimo. A prosimo se zahvalimo za njegovu prisutnost što je među nama, amen. I očekujemo velike stvari danas u službi, amen. Hvala Bogu, ćeš ti bati Ivan.
Gospode Isuse, zasigurno je, Gospode, divno da smo ovdje svi zajedno, Gospode, zasigurno osjećamo duha koji nas povezuje. Dragi Gospode, zaista postoji samo jedno tvoje tijelo i kako god da se nalazimo, Gospode, kad se nađemo zajedno, shvaćamo da smo negdje prije, Gospode, bili zajedno, Gospode, prije u tvom umu. Ti, bili smo dio tebe, Gospode, i sada smo nas ovdje pustio na zemlji da živimo. A sa ciljem, Gospode, da izrazimo tvoje osobine, Gospode, i želimo te moliti da to ti napraviš u našem životu, da se očituje, da se proslaviš, Gospode, da ti ispuniš onaj naum koji imaš danas, Gospode, imaš plan za svakoga i ti nećeš dopustiti da to propadne, Gospode, i sigurno imaš plan i za današnju službu, Gospode, i došli smo ovdje da čujemo od tebe, Gospode, nismo došli da čujemo od čovjeka, Gospode, pismo kaže da proklet onaj koji se uzdaje od čovjeka, Gospode, ali mi vjerujemo da iza tog tijela, iza tog vela, Gospode, se nalaziš ti sa svojom porukom za nas i molimo te da čujemo to danas, da nas ohrabiš u duhu, u tijelu, osnažiš, Gospode, da zaista kažemo iskreno, kao što su rekli ovi učenici na putu za Emaus, nije li bilo, nisu li nam srca gorjela, Gospode, dok si nam putem otkrivao pisma i neka bi nam danas srca gorjela, Gospode, dok ti putem ove službe nama budeš otkrivao pisma. Blagoslovi sve prisutne, Gospode, pozivamo tebe, znamo da ti dođeš svaki put kad si pozvan, Gospode, pozivamo te na ovu službu da preuzmeš potpunu kontrolu nad onime što će se reći i nad onime što ćemo čuti, tebi na slavu u ime Gospoda Isusa Krista. Amen.
tu si s time, amen. Jer ti si moj otac, amen. I ja sam jako zahvalan Gospodu što konačno neko iz Hrvatske voli ovako da pjeva. Ona sve zna, on pozna ime mi. Sada ćemo se povrdeći da će brat zvuk što smo da propovedali, amen. Ja imam Tvorca, amen.
Thank you. God bless you all this morning.
Bog vas sve blagoslovio jutros.
I greet you in the lovely name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Pozdravljamo vas sve u predivno ime našeg Gospoda i Spasitelja Isusa Hrista.
Amen. I'm happy to be here with you and to fellowship together with you around the Word of God.
Sretan sam što sam ovdje sa vama i što mogu imati zajedništvo sa vama oko Božje reči.
And we thank God for what He's done in this hour.
I zahvalni smo Bogu za ono što čini u ovom času.
That He's sent to us a prophet to return us back to the Word of God.
Da nam je poslao proroka koji će nas vratiti nazad na reč Božju.
And for some reason I'm having some difficulties up here with my computer.
I zbog nekog razloga imam tu problema sa svojim kompjuterom.
And being that I'm not a computer technical man, I don't know really what's going on here.
I pošto nisam baš tehnički stručnjak za kompjutere, ne znam tačno šta se ovdje dešava.
If I could get it to work for some reason, it looks like it's frozen up. Are some of you technical? Do you want to see?
Slava Gospodu.
I am not one who likes technical things.
Ja nisam od onih koji vole tehničke stvari.
And every time I try to trust one of these things, the devil just seems to jump on this thing and it doesn't want to work.
Svaki put kad pokušam da se uzdam od nekih od tih stvari, đavo kao da skoči i sve pokvari.
So we're just going to trust in the Lord this morning.
Tako verovat ćemo onda Gospodu jutros.
But this morning I've got a very special subject for you.
Ali jutros imam jednu posebnu temu za vas.
And one time I was reading in my Bible and I read many scriptures about the right hand of God.
Jednom dok sam čitao u svojoj Bibliji, čitao sam mnoge citate pisma koje govore o Božjoj desnoj ruci.
And I got to thinking, what about God's left hand?
I počeo sam da razmišljam, hej, pa šta je onda sa Božjom levom rukom?
You know, it was just a thought that came to my mind. Does God do something with his left hand?
Došla mi je ta misao u um, pa da li onda Bog nešto radi sa levom rukom?
So I began to study through the scriptures concerning the left and right hand with God.
I počeo sam da izučavam u pismu što se tiče leve i desne strane kod Boga.
So let's research this through the scriptures.
Hajde da to malo pročešljamo kroz pismo jutros.
Let's go to Job chapter 23.
Idemo do Joba u 23. Glavu.
Verses 8 through 10.
Čitat ćemo od 8. do 10. stiha.
Now, some of you may have a different translation in your Bible, but we're going to use
King James.
A King James translation.
Možda neki od vas imaju malo drugačije prevode Biblije, a ja sam imao, pa se nije slagalo, pa sam uzeo King James verziju prevedenu.
All right, Job chapter 23.
Job, 23. glava.
Verses 8 through 10.
Od 8. pa do 10. stiha.
Now we all know that Job is in a very big trial of his life.
Mi znamo da je Job bio u velikom životnom iskušenju.
His friends are turning against him.
Prijatelji su ga se odrekli.
His wife's turning against him.
I žena se okrenula protiv njega.
And it seems like everything has gone wrong for Job.
Izgledalo je kao da Jobu sve ide na loše.
But Job was a great man of God.
Ali Job je bio veliki Božji čovjek.
And God had confidence in Job.
I Bog je vjerovao u Joba.
Behold, I go forward, but he is not there.
Gle, idem naprijed, ali njega nema.
And backward, but I cannot perceive him.
Idem unazad, ali ga ne mogu opaziti.
On the left hand, where he doth work,
na levo, gdje on deluje,
but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand that I cannot see him.
Ali ga ne mogu motriti, skriva se s desna da ga ne mogu videti.
But he knoweth the way that I take.
Ali on zna put kojim ja idem.
And when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold.
Kada me iskuša, čišću kao zlato izići.
Notice verse 9 again.
Zapazite ponovo taj 9.
On the left hand where God doth work.
Na levo gde on deluje.
Amen. Song of Solomon,
dobro.
Chapter 2.
Idemo u pesmu nad pesmama, druga glava. Solomonova pesma.
Verse 6.
Druga glava, šesti stih.
His left hand is under my head, and his right hand doth embrace me.
Njegova mi je leva ruka pod glavom, a desnica me njegova grli.
Now, if you'll catch this picture in your mind, the left hand is under his head, and the right hand, he does embrace him.
Ako zapazite ovu sliku, kako je njegova leva ruka pod glavom, a s desnom ga grli.
So the left hand, you don't see it.
Tako da vi u stvari levu ruku i ne vidite.
But the right hand is what embraces you.
Ali desna ruka je ona koja vas grli.
All right, 1 Timothy chapter 1,
u redu,
verse 17.
Idemo do 1 Timoteve, prva glava, stih 17.
Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and Amen. Glory forever and ever. Amen.
A kralju večnome, besmrtnome, nevidljivome, jedinom mudrome Bogu, neka je čast i slava u veke vekove. Amen.
May God add the blessing to the reading of his word
neka
this morning.
Neka bi Bog dodao blagoslove na čitanje njegove reči jutros.
You may be seated.
Možete sesti.
I'd like to title my sermon this morning, The Left Hand of God.
Želeo bih dati naslov za jutarnju službu, Leva Božja ruka, Levica.
And I would like to speak in the subject of when God goes into the invisible realm.
A tema je kada Bog ide u tu nevidljivu oblast.
Now, whenever we read through the Bible, we see so much reference about the right hand of God.
Kad god čitamo Bibliju, mi vidimo da se toliko često pominje Božja desna ruka.
And we see that the right hand is mentioned 10 times more than the left hand.
I vidimo da je Božja desnica 10 puta češće pominjana nego Božja levica.
Does that mean that God's right-handed?
Da li to znači da je Bog desnjak?
And if God's right-handed, then people that are left-handed might feel it a little inferior.
Pa ako bi Bog bio desnjak, onda ljudi koji su levaci bi bili nekako inferiorniji.
But God uses each of his hands, but he does something different with each hand.
Ali Bog koristi obe svoje ruke kada radi nešto drugačije sa svakom od tih ruku.
So there are things that he does with his right hand that he doesn't do with his left.
Tako postoje stvari koje on čini desnom rukom, a ne čini ih sa levom.
And it's a custom in every country that when you greet someone.
I to je i takođe i običaj u svakoj zemlji kada nekog pozdravite.
Most of the time when you greet somebody in another country,
uglavnom u nekoj drugoj državi kad nekog pozdravite,
you always give the right hand.
Uvek mu pružite desnu ruku.
That's a sign of friendship.
To je znak prijateljstva.
And there are certain ways that you shake hands in certain countries.
I naravno u raznim zemljama i na određeni način se rukujete sa ljudima.
In the state of Arizona, we have our native Indian called the Navajo.
U državi Arizona mi imamo jedan urođenički plem Indijanaca koji se zovu Navajo.
And the Navajo, when they shake hands,
Navajo Indijanci kada se rukuju,
they shake hands very softly.
Oni veoma malo stisnu ruku.
They just barely touch hands with one another.
Jedva da se dodirnu ruke.
Because if you give a hard handshake,
jel ako mu čvrsto stisneš ruku,
that shows you're aggressive or you're hard against them.
To pokazuje da si agresivan ili neprijateljski prema njemu.
And so you see there's just certain ways that you shake with the right hand.
I vidite, postoje čak i različiti načini rukovanja desnom rukom.
And so we realize that the right hand shows fellowship.
Tako mi shvatamo da u stvari desna ruka pokazuje zajedništvo.
It shows that you have friendship one with another.
To pokazuje i vaše međusobno prijateljstvo.
Many times we say we give the right hand of fellowship.
Često kažemo mi pružamo desnu ruku zajedništva.
But also we know that in the scripture it also signifies a direction.
A također mi znamo da u pismu to često predstavlja i pravac.
Those of you that study your Bible know if we go forward, that's always north.
Vi koji izučavate Bibliju, vi znate da kada se kaže idemo napred, da je to uvek severno.
And if we go backward, it's south.
A kada idemo unazad, nazad, onda je to uvek na jug.
On the left hand then is westward.
Sa leve strane vam se nalazi zapad.
Right hand is eastward.
A desna ruka je istok.
So I want you to understand that the right hand signifies with God power and authority.
Želim da razumete da kod Boga desna ruka predstavlja silu i autoritet.
And even the Bible tells us sometimes to not let the right hand know what the left hand is doing.
A čak i Biblija kaže da ne zna tvoja desnica šta radi tvoja levica.
And so we also know that Jesus sits at the right hand of God.
Također znamo da Isus sedi s desne strane Božije.
And so sometimes we get this mental imagery that perhaps Jesus is sitting on God's right hand.
I onda mi to nekada zamislimo u svom umu kao da imamo sliku kao da Isus nekako sedi s Bogu s desne strane.
Well, these are just symbols that God is using.
A to su samo simboli koje Bog koristi.
Now, just so that we can substantiate some things here in the Bible.
What?
So that we can lay a foundation.
Okay. Time ćemo položiti temelje Biblije.
Let's go to Exodus chapter 15, verse 6.
Idemo u izlazak 15. Glavu, 6. stih.
Let's see what God says about his right hand.
Da vidimo šta Bog kaže o svojoj desnici.
Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy.
Desnica tvoja, Gospode, snagom se proslavila. Desnica tvoja, Gospode, neprijatelje je raskomadala.
So now we're catching this imagery. In thy right hand is power and authority.
Sada hvatamo tu sliku da je u njegovoj desnoj ruci sila i autoritet.
Psalms 16, verse 11.
Idemo u Psalam 16, 11. stih.
Thou wilt show me the path of life in the presence, in the fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore.
Ti ćeš mi pokazati put života, punina radosti pred licem je tvojim, tebi s desna blaženstva su zauvek.
Look at this. Right hand shows there's pleasures of the Lord.
Pogledajte tu stvar, s desne strane su Božja blaženstva.
Isaiah 62, verse 8.
Onda idemo u Isaiju 62
and verse 8.
I stih 8.
The Lord hath sworn by his right hand and by the arm of his strength, surely I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thine enemies, and the sons of the stranger shall and drink thy wine, for the which thou hast labored.
Zakleo se Gospod svojom desnicom i mišicom snage svoje. Uistinu neću više dati da tvoje žito bude hrana tvojim neprijateljima. Ni sinovi tuđinčevi neće piti tvoje vino za koje si se mučila.
So we see that it says on the right hand.
Vidite, ovdje se opet kaže s desne strane.
It's the arm of his strength.
To je ruka njegove snage.
We see it has glory. We see it has power.
Vidjeli smo da ima i slavu i moć.
It has authority. It has friendship.
Da je tu i autoritet i prijateljstvo.
Now, the prophet of God said in the Sardisian church age.
A Božji prorok je rekao u sardskom crkvenom dobu.
And notice also in the book of Revelation.
I zapazite također u knjizi Otkrivenja.
Where the seven messengers are in the hand of God.
Gdje se nalaze sedam Božjih glasnika u Božjoj ruci?
In the right hand of God are seven star messengers.
U desnoj Božjoj ruci se nalaze sedam zvezda glasnika.
That signifies power and authority with God.
I to predstavlja silu i Božji autoritet.
And where did he who sat on the throne had in his hand a book of redemption? Which hand was it in?
I gde je onaj koji je sedeo na prestolu imao knjigu otkupljenja? U kojoj ruci je bila knjiga?
It was in his right hand, power and authority.
Ponovo to je bila desna ruka, sila i autoritet.
Remember John saw him sitting upon the throne.
Setite se da je Jovan video njega kako sedi na prestolu.
And he says, who's worthy to take the book and to redeem the names thereon?
I rekao je, ko je dostojan da uzme knjigu i da otkupi imena iz te knjige?
And he saw that no man was worthy to take the book nor to loose the seals thereof.
I video je da ni jedan čovjek nije bio dostojan da uzme knjigu ili da prelomi njene pečate.
Because that was in the power and authority of God.
Zato što se to sve nalazilo u Božjoj sili i autoritetu.
And John began to weep.
I Jovan je počeo plakati.
And he thought, oh my, there's no redemption, there's no hope for man.
I pomislio je, Bože moj, pa nema otkupljenja i nema više nade za čovečanstvo.
But he heard a voice behind him.
Ali čuje glas iza sebe.
Weep not, John.
Nemoj plakati, Jovane.
For the lion of the tribe of Judah hath prevailed.
Jer lav iz Judinog plemena je nadvladao.
And he turned to look to see a lamb.
I okrenuo se da vidi lava.
But he saw a lamb.
Ali video je jagnje.
A lamb that had been slain before the foundation of the world.
Jagnje koje je bilo zaklano pre postanka sveta.
So we see the lamb took the book out of the hand.
I vidimo kako jagnje uzima knjigu iz ruke.
And we understand that he opened those seven seals.
I mi shvatamo da je on otvorio tih sedam pečata.
And he sent him down to earth to his seventh star messenger.
I onda je to poslao dole na zemlju sedmoj zvezdi glasniku.
Jesus bought to us the price of redemption through his blood.
Isus nas je isplatio kroz cenu našeg otkupljenja svojom krvlju.
But there's always two parts to redemption.
Ali u otkupljenju uvek ima dva dela.
And he paid the price at Calvary.
On je na Golgoti isplatio cenu.
But there had to be the opening of the seven seals in this end time.
Ali na kraju vremena su morali biti otvoreni tih sedam pečata.
See, so that we could go into the very glorious things that God's got for us.
Tako da bi ušli u te veličanstvene stvari koje Bog ima za nas.
Notice, he says he has these seven stars in his right hand.
Zapazite, kaže se da on u svojoj desnici ima tih sedam zvezda.
These are his messengers.
I oni su njegovi glasnici.
Messengers that will be anointed with the Holy Spirit.
A glasnici će biti pomazani sa Svetim Duhom.
See, watch, that first one that was anointed was Saint Paul.
I zapazite tu prvu zvezdu koja je bila pomazana, bio je Sveti Pavle.
All the way down through the seven church messengers.
I tako skroz do svih sedam glasnika.
Giving them power and light.
Dajući im silu i svetlo.
And they received that from his right hand.
I oni su to primili iz desne ruke.
It doesn't mean that God's got a great big right hand.
To ne znači da Bog ima neku veliku desnu ruku.
But his right hand is power and authority with God.
Već njegova desna ruka je sila i Božji autoritet.
So we've established that in your minds now. The right hand of God is power, authority.
Dakle, mi smo sad to utvrdili u vašem umu da je desnica u stvari sila i autoritet.
And we know that Joseph sat at the right hand of Pharaoh.
I mi znamo da je i Josip sedeo s desne strane faraona.
Joseph is a perfect type of Christ in the scriptures.
Josip je savršeni Hristov tip u pismu.
Jesus sits at the right hand of God.
I Isus je sedeo s desne Božje strane.
So we're understanding that the right hand means power and authority.
Tako shvatamo da desna strana ruka znači silu i autoritet.
So we begin to understand these things through the scriptures.
Tako počinjemo da uviđamo te stvari iz pisma.
And it doesn't mean necessarily on the right hand, but it means in a special place.
I to ne znači neophodno da je to s desne strane, već u stvari neko određeno mesto.
The ability to see, the ability to understand.
Mogućnost da se vidi, mogućnost da se shvati, razume.
Now, right hand blessings are openly revealed to you, and you see them.
Dakle, blagoslovi sa desne strane se vama javno otkrivaju i vi ih vidite.
Understand that perhaps sometime you're reading your Bible.
Vidite, možda nekad čitajući Bibliju.
And when God opens your eyes of understanding,
i kada vam Bog otvori oči vašeg razumevanja,
and you understand what the Bible means, that's a right-hand blessing.
I shvatate šta znači Biblija, to je blagoslov desne ruke.
And immediately you are quickened with power and authority.
I odmah ste oživljeni silom i autoritetom.
And you go, hallelujah, I never saw that before.
I vi kažete, hallelujah, nikad ovo ranije nisam video.
See, but the left-hand blessings are ones that you don't see.
Ali vidite, blagoslovi leve ruke su blagoslovi koje vi ne vidite.
Because on the left hand, that's where God's working.
Zato što sa leve strane to je mesto gde Bog deluje.
And I'm going to let you see this throughout the lives of some of those in the scriptures.
I želim da to zapazite kroz živote nekih ljudi iz pisma.
And so we understand that what does it mean then to be on the left hand of God?
Šta dakle to znači biti sa leve Božije strane?
And we see this in the life of Job. He's in a major crisis of his life.
I videli smo to iz Jobovog života, jer on je bio u najvećoj životnoj krizi.
He says, I go forward, I can't find him.
Rekao je, kada idem napred, ne mogu ga naći.
I go backward, I can't find him.
I kada idem unazad, ne mogu ga naći.
But he gives us a key, but on the left hand where he's working.
Ali on nam tu daje jedan ključ, ali sa leve strane gde on deluje.
Hallelujah. So we understand something.
Sad mi počinjemo tu da razumemo nešto.
The right hand blessings are ones that when you receive it, it gives you power and authority.
Blagoslovi desnice, kada ih primite, vam daju autoritet i silu.
But many times after he gives you a right-hand blessing,
ali veoma često nakon što vam je dao blagoslove desnice,
after he reveals himself to you,
nakon što vam se on otkrio,
he steps back onto the left hand and he becomes invisible.
On iskorači na levu stranu i postaje za vas nevidljiv.
You remember the two on the road to Emmaus?
Da li se sećate njih dvoje na putu za Emaus?
And how that when Jesus break the bread and open their eyes.
I kada je Isus prelomio hleb, njima su se otvorile oči.
And they recognized who he was.
I prepoznaše ko je to bio.
Right hand blessing.
To je desna ruka blagoslova.
They got so excited, their hearts were burning within them.
Postali su tako uzbuđeni da im se srce zapalilo.
And immediately it says, and then he disappeared out of their sight.
I odmah se kaže da je on nestao iz njihovog vidokruga.
He moved from the right hand to the left hand.
On je sa desne strane prešao na levu.
He was still there, they just didn't see him.
On je i dalje bio tamo, samo što ga oni više nisu mogli videti.
See, a lot of times God gives you great revelation.
Vidite, često Bog vam daje velika otkrivenja.
And you're so excited and you just love it.
I tako ste uzbuđeni i volite to.
And then all of a sudden he moves back again into the invisible realm.
I odjedanput se povuče u tu nevidljivu oblast.
And we see God does that throughout all the scriptures.
I mi vidimo kako Bog to čini u mnogim dijelovima pisma.
And so, you know, Job, he was seeking God for an answer.
I Bog, Jov je tražio odgovor od Boga.
And, you know, he was wanting to know why am I going through these trials?
I želeo je znati zašto ja prolazim kroz ove kušnje.
And perhaps somebody gave him maybe a simple word, well, the Lord knows.
I možda mu je neko jednostavno rekao, pa znaš, Gospod zna.
Yeah, I know the Lord knows.
I on je rekao, ja znam da Gospod zna.
Or all things work together for the good to them that...
I da sve stvari idu na dobro onima koji ljube Gospoda.
Yeah, I know that.
Da, znam ja to.
But I want to know why I'm in this problem.
Ali želim znati zašto sam ja u ovom problemu.
See, he really didn't understand it, but he knew that God was working.
On nije u stvari to u istinu skroz razumeo, ali je znao da Bog deluje.
Now you see, I may know some of you brothers, and I may know your name.
Vidite, možda znam neku od vas braće i znam vas po imenu.
And if I want to come and visit you, but I don't know where you live.
Iako želim da vas posetim, a ne znam u stvari gde živite.
Well, I can't have fellowship with you unless I know where you live.
Onda ne mogu imati zajedništvo sa vama osim ako ne znam gde živite.
But if somebody tells me where you work, I'm going to find you where you're working.
Ali ako možda neko može da mi kaže gde ste na poslu, možda vas mogu naći na poslu.
Okay?
Amen.
I may not know where you live, but I can find you where you're working.
Možda ne znam gde živite, ali vas mogu naći tamo na poslu.
And so we see that on the left hand, that's where God works on you.
I mi vidimo da je sa leve strane mesto gde Bog radi sa vama.
You see, Job understands that God is with him, but why does it seem like he's gone? He's invisible.
Bog je razumeo da, Job je razumeo da je Bog sa njim, ali nije znao zašto mu se to dešava, pa mu je Bog bio nevidljiv.
Had God left him?
Zar ga je Bog napustio?
No.
Ne, nije.
He just moved into that invisible realm.
Samo se pomerio u tu nevidljivu oblast.
Understand something about God's nature.
Shvatite nešto što se tiče Božje prirode.
God reveals to you something and then he moves back into that invisible realm.
Bog vam nešto otkrije i onda se povuče nazad u nevidljivu oblast.
Because he knows the Christian has got to be weaned off of emotions and feelings.
Zato što zna da hrišćanin može da se sav zahvati emocijama i osjećanjima.
You see, when you're a young Christian, God shows you his love, he keeps you real close to him.
Vidite, kad ste još mladi hrišćanin, Bog vam ukazuje ljubav i tako vas ljuljuška, jel?
Like mothers do with their newborn baby, they're always kissing them.
I mama
right?
Sa svojom novorođenom bebicom uvek je ljubi i sve ostalo.
And every time the baby needs something, mother picks it up and just...
Svaki put kad bi bebi nešto trebalo, mama bi je uzela.
But you see, that baby begins to grow.
Ali vidite, beba počinje i da raste.
And he begins to learn, he begins to get weaned away. Mama doesn't come running every time he yells.
On kako uči i kako raste, kad god poviče, mama više ne trči do njega.
Because she's teaching this child that, hey, I'm not coming every time you cry.
Zato što ona sad želi naučiti dete, hej, znaš, kad god ti zapačeš, ja više neću dotrčati do tebe.
I remember as a young boy, I was out playing on the sport field with my friends.
Sećam se kad sam bio mladić, bio sam negde na nekom sportskom terenu i igrao sam sa prijateljima.
I fell and I hurt my elbow and it was bleeding.
Pao sam i udario sam lakat i krvario mi je lakat.
And I ran all the way home.
I trčao sam tako do kuće.
And I was hurting but I wasn't really crying.
Ja sam bio povređen, ali nisam plakao.
I didn't cry until I saw my father.
Nisam plakao dok nisam video oca.
And then
look
what happened to my elbow.
Sudario sam lakat.
And he says, that's too far from your heart. It won't kill you.
Rekao je, to nije tako blizu tvog srca, nećeš umreti.
And I looked at my father, I thought, why are you saying that?
I pogledao sam oca i repomislio sam, pa zašto ti tako govoriš?
Son, there are going to be many times you fall down and you get hurt. Get back up.
Rekao je, pa sine, mnogo ćeš još puta pasti i povredit ćeš se. Samo ustani.
There's going to be many times you fall, but get back up.
Biće i mnogo puta da i vi padnete, ali ustajte.
He says, act like a man, quit acting like a baby.
Rekao je, počinj da se ponašaš kao čovek, prestani da budeš beba.
And see, God doesn't always baby like he did in the beginning.
Vidite, neće ni Bog uvek tako kao sa malom bebom sa vama u početku.
Oh, when you first come to Christ, every sermon is about God's love.
Oh, kad ste došli ka Hristu, svaka služba je bila izlivanje Božje ljubavi.
Oh, it's nothing but kisses.
Oh, samo poljupci su stizali.
But pretty soon you find out that God sometimes pulls himself away from you.
A onda ste uskoro saznali da Bog počinje malo da se udaljava od vas.
Have you ever watched a mother teach her baby how to walk?
Da li ste ikada gledali majku kako uči svoje dete da prohoda?
Little baby doesn't want to walk. He'd rather be carried all the rest of his life.
Mala beba bi rađe ostala nošena ceo život nego da nauči da hoda.
But there comes a time when he's big enough, he's going to start to learn to walk.
Ali dolazi vreme kada već dovoljno porasla da mora početi
so
hodati.
So mama uses wisdom.
Tako da mama počinje da koristi mudrost.
She takes little baby and stands him up right in front of her.
Ona podigne svoju bebu na noge i postavi je pred sebe.
Little baby's moving back and forth.
Mala bebica se ljuljuška napred nazad.
And if mama moves too far back, baby immediately sits down.
I ako mama napravi malo dalje korak nazad, beba odmah sedne.
So she said, no, come on.
I ona kaže, ne, ajde, ustani.
And so now she just moves just far enough the baby has got to take one step.
I ona se onda pomeri samo toliko da bi beba napravila samo jedan korak.
And so as the baby takes a step forward,
i kako beba pravi prvi korak napred,
mama takes one backward.
Mama se povuče jedan nazad.
So he takes another step.
On napravi još jedan korak.
Another step backward.
A mama još jedan nazad.
And pretty soon baby's taking three or four steps.
I uskoro beba pravi 3-4 koraka.
And mama's going, "Come on."
A mama kaže, "Hajde."
"Come on."
"Hajde, dođi."
And the baby then begins to learn.
I beba počinje da uči da hoda.
You see, if mother would have immediately moved far away, the baby would not even desire to walk.
Vidite, ako bi se mama odmah jako povukla nazad, beba ne bi imala ni želju da hoda.
So as you're a young Christian, God is always, he's saying, come on, come on.
I tako vas, mlade hrišćane, i Bog, hajde, dođi, dođi.
And so you're learning to walk by faith, not by sight.
I vi počinjete da učite hodati po veri, a ne po onom što vidite.
Because there's going to be times when you wake up in the morning and you don't feel God.
Zato što će doći vrijeme kada ustanete ujutru i nećete uopšte osjetiti Boga.
God does that for a purpose.
A Bog čini to sa svrhom.
Because he wants to see your reaction.
Zato što želi da vidi vašu reakciju.
He's weaning you away from human emotions and feelings.
On vas udaljava od ljudskih emocija i osjećanja.
There are many times I don't feel God.
Često puta se desi da uopšte ne osjećam Boga.
Yeah, I can read my Bible sometimes and I don't feel God.
Čitam nekad svoju Bibliju, uopšte ne osjećam Boga.
But I don't cry and throw a fit.
Ali ja onda ne počinjem da plačem i da očajavam.
I'll pray and I'll say, "Now Father, you know I don't feel you this morning, but I know you're there."
Ja počnem da se molim i kažem, "Oče, ti znaš da ja ne osjećam tebe, ali ja znam da si ti tu."
Yeah, a lot of times people think that preachers, they always have this great joy and they want to go preach.
Često puta ljudi misle da neki propovednik ima tu veliku radost i da samo ide da propoveda.
And they come to church with their problems and all of their complexes.
I onda dolaze sa u crku sa svojim problemima i svim kompleksima.
And they sit there in church and go, "Okay, preacher, make me happy."
I onda sednu u klupu i kažu, "U redu, propovedniče, ajde usreći me."
See, a preacher can't make anybody happy.
Vidite, propovednik nikog ne može da usreći.
Your joy comes from the Lord.
Je vaša radost dolazi od Gospoda.
See, you should come to church with the joy of God in your heart.
Vi morate doći u crkvu sa Božjom radošću u srcu.
But see, sometimes God pulls himself away from you to see what kind of reaction you'll have.
I vidite, Bog se nekada udalji od vas da vidi vašu reakciju.
You see, because God, when he does something, he does it for a purpose.
Vidite, zato što kada Bog nešto čini, čini to sa svrhom.
The Bible says that without faith, it's impossible to please him.
Biblija kaže da bez vere mu ne možete ugoditi.
For we must believe that he is, and that he will reward them that diligently seek him.
Jer mi moramo verovati da on jeste i da nagrađuje one koje ga marljivo traže.
Amen.
Amen.
And so we've got to diligently seek him.
Tako mi moramo marljivo da ga tražimo.
But many times we don't seek him with a real desire.
Ali često mi njega u stvari ne tražimo sa istinskom željom.
Brother Branham said in the sermon Desperation.
Brat Branham je rekao u propovedi Očajanje.
He says sometimes people come to church.
Rekao je nekad ljudi dolaze u crkvu.
And death is laying right before them.
A smrt je pred njima.
And he says, and they desire to want to be healed.
I oni žele naravno da budu isceljeni.
But he says they sit there and they say, "Oh, if I can if he'll just heal me."
Ali oni sede tamo i kažu, "Oh, ako bi me on samo izlečio."
And he says, and they don't even make the attempt to come forward.
I kažu čak i se ne potrude da dođu napred.
He says, then you know what? He says they're not in desperation enough.
I onda kaže, znate, oni nisu onda u pravom istinskom očajanju.
Until the church gets to a place between death and life.
I dok crkva ne dođe do takvog mesta da je to kao između smrti i života.
You must touch him or die.
Ili ćete ga dotaći ili ćete umreti.
He says, and then your desperation calls God on the scene.
I kaže, onda vaše očajanje poziva Boga na scenu.
He says it takes desperation to call God on the
I kaže, potrebno je očajanje nekad da pozovete Boga na scenu.
He's there.
On jeste tamo,
you just don't see him.
Ali vi ga jednostavno ne vidite.
He's working on you.
Zato što on radi sa vama.
Left hand is where God's working.
Leva ruka ili strana je mesto gdje Bog djeluje.
You can't see him in the trial, yet he's there.
Ne možete ga vidjeti usred iskušenja, ali on je ipak tamo.
All our eyes see is just the trial.
Sve što naši oče vide, samo iskušenje.
We see the circumstances.
Vidimo okolnosti.
Jonah, when he got swallowed by the whale.
Kada je Jonu progutao kit.
He looked around him and all he could see was a fish.
Kad je pogledao oko sebe, sve što je mogao videti bila je samo riba.
But he says, if I look at these lying vanities, I forsake my own deliverance.
Al rekao je, ako budem gledao u te varljive taštine, onda ću izgubiti svoje oslobođenje.
Do you know that every circumstance and every trial you go through?
Da li znate da svaka okolnost i svako iskušenje kroz koje prolazite?
It is that issue, it is that trial that makes him God.
To je ta stvar i to iskušenje koje će njega načiniti Bogom.
If you're sick,
ako ste bolesni,
God wants to heal you.
Bog vas želi isceliti.
It was the sickness that caused you to call on God to receive your healing.
I bolest je stvar koja vas je navela da prizovete Boga da vas isceli.
It was that issue that brought God on the scene.
To je bila ta stvar koja je dovela Boga na scenu.
So we understand then that when God wants to speak to us.
Tako onda razumemo da kada Bog želi da nam govori.
Those right hand blessings give you power and authority.
Ti blagoslovi desnice vam daju silu i autoritet.
When God met Abraham there in the plains of Mamre.
Kada je Bog sreo Abrahama dole u ravnici Mori.
And so we see that's a right hand blessing.
I videli smo to je Božja desnica.
He sees three messengers coming.
Video je kako mu dolaze tri glasnika.
But he recognizes only one.
Ali prepoznao je samo jednoga.
See, it's not three gods, it's one God.
To nije tri boga, već jedan bog.
And so here comes Melchizedek.
I evo ga ide Melchisedek.
And Melchizedek has communion with Abraham.
I Melchisedek ima to zajedništvo kao večera gospodnja sa Abrahamom.
And every time that God comes and gives you right hand blessings.
I svaki put kada Bog dolazi da vam da blagoslove svoje desnice,
it gives you power and authority to believe God's word.
Daje vam silu i autoritet da verujete u Božju reč.
Abraham, I'm going to visit you. I'm going to give you seed.
Abrahame, ja ću te posetiti, daću ti seme.
And just as soon as he received that, he believed God's word.
I čim je to primio, odmah je počeo verovati u Božju reč.
No matter how bad the circumstances got.
Nije bilo važno koliko su okolnosti loše.
Now, like every human being, he thought, well, God gave me the promise, 9 months later, my wife's going to have a baby.
Kao i svaki čovjek pomislio je, pa dobro, Bog mi je obećao i za 9 mjeseci žena će roditi bebu.
9 months goes along. Do you feel anything, Sarah?
Prošlo je 9 mjeseci i pitao je Saru, da li nešto osjećaš?
No, I don't feel any different.
Ne, ništa se ne osjećam drugačije.
5 years go by. Do you feel anything different?
Prošlo je 5 godina, a da li se sad osjećaš
no,
malo drugačije?
I don't feel anything
ne,
different.
Ne, ništa drugačije se ne osjećam.
And finally, he's an old man.
I konačno postao je već starac.
And the Bible says and there was no life left in him and even no life left in Sarah.
I Biblija je rekla da više nije bilo života u njemu, a niti je više bilo života u Sari.
And yet Abraham believed God and it was imputed unto him for righteousness.
Ali ipak pošto je Abraham vjerovao Bogu, to mu je bilo uračunato u pravdu.
Abraham was not looking at the circumstances.
Abraham nije obraćao pažnju na okolnosti.
He believed the promise of God.
Već je vjerovao u Božje obećanje.
You see, it was 25 years later that it came to pass.
Vidite, 25 godina tek kasnije se to ispunilo.
See, God doesn't have to give you the promise right now.
Vidite, Bog uopšte ne mora da vam da obećanje odmah.
Sometimes he makes you wait for it.
Nekada morate na to čekati.
Because he wants to see if you'll still believe him.
Zato što želi da vidi da li mu vi još uvek verujete.
So he meets Abraham as Melchizedek and it's a right-hand blessing.
Tako da on sreće Abrahama kao Melchizedek i to je blagoslov desnice.
And now for the next 25 years he moves into the left hand.
A onda narednih 25 godina prelazi na levu stranu.
You see, that's how God does.
Da li vidite kako Bog postupa?
When God spoke to Noah.
Kada je Bog govorio Noji.
Remember, Noah was a righteous man.
Noja je bio pravednik.
And God spoke to him and told him to build an ark.
I Bog mu je govorio i rekao da izgradi kovčeg.
Do you know that God did not speak to Noah again for 120 years?
Da li znate da Bog ponovo Noi nije govorio narednih 120 godina?
He didn't have to come every day. Okay, now you have to cut the wood a certain way and you have to do it a certain way.
Nije morao svaki dan ponovo da mu dolazi da mu kaže, okay, kad odsečeš drvo, moraš ga ovako i ovako obraditi i sve to uraditi.
No, he spoke to him one time.
Ne, govorio mu je samo jednom.
Right hand blessing.
To je bio blagoslov desnice.
And wow, he began to get so excited. He manifested what God revealed to him.
I on je bio toliko uzbuđen zbog toga da je on onda prikazao ono što mu je Bog otkrio.
But after God revealed himself, he moves back now into the left realm.
Ali čim mu se Bog otkrio, on se odmah povukao u levu stranu.
120 years later.
120 godina kasnije.
Wow. You talk about a real believer.
Vi govorite o pravom verniku.
You see, he received the word of God, and when God didn't speak to him again for 120 years, he still didn't doubt in his mind.
Vidite, on je primio Božju reč. Iako mu Bog nije govorio narednih 120 godina, on je i dalje verovao reč.
You see, a lot of times God gives you that right hand blessing and you're so excited about it.
I vama često Bog da te blagoslove desnice i toliko ste pokrenuti zbog toga.
And then he moves once again back into that invisible realm.
A onda se pomeri nazad u tu nevidljivu oblast.
Remember, he said, I go away to prepare a place for you.
Setite se da je rekao, idem da vam pripremim mesto.
That where I am, you may be there also.
Da tamo gde sam ja, i vi budete takođe.
And he says, the world seeth me no more.
I rekao je, svet me više neće videti.
But you shall see me.
Ali vi ćete me videti.
For I'll be with you, even in you, until the end of the world.
Jer ja ću biti sa vama i u vama sve do kraja sveta.
So the world will not perceive him.
Tako da svet neće moći da ga gleda.
Because those that follow him must follow him by faith, not by sight.
Zato što oni koji će ga slediti, moraće ga slediti verom, a ne gledanjem.
Because it takes faith to unlock the door.
Zato što je potrebna vera da otključa vrata.
With every door there is a key.
Kod svakih vrata postoji neki ključ.
And that key can either lock the door or it can unlock the door.
I taj ključ će ili otključati ili zaključati vrata.
So the faith that can unlock the door can also lock the door.
Dakle, vera koja može otključati vrata može takođe i zaključati.
Faith to the kingdom of God is as money is to the kingdom of this world.
Vera u Božijem kraljevstvu je isto što i novac u kraljevstvu ovog sveta.
If you're going to get anything in this world, you got to have a little bit of money.
Ako ćete išta nabaviti u ovom svetu, morat ćete imati nešto novca.
You know, every country there's money. Money runs everything.
Znate, u svakoj državi postoji novac i novac pokreće sve.
You know, Germans, they have a special expression.
I Nemci imaju jedan poseban izraz.
And they say, ono mos nix los.
What's that?
It means without money nothing moves.
Kažu bez novca ne možeš ništa pokrenuti.
Is that right, brother Adam?
Tako je, brate Adame, jeste, jel?
You have to know these little clichés from certain languages.
Morate znati te male klišeje u svim jezicima koje postoje.
And so faith is to the kingdom of God as money is to the kingdom of this world.
Dakle, vera je u Božijem kraljevstvu isto što i novac u kraljevstvu ovog sveta.
If you're going to get anything from God, you've got to do it by faith.
Ako ćete išta dobiti od Boga, morat ćete to verom.
It's faith that makes you serve God.
Vera je ta koja vas navodi da služite Bogu.
It's faith that casts out devils. It's faith that brings healing.
Vera izbacuje đavole. Vera donosi iscelenja.
You know, I'm sure you use those bank cards here in your country.
Siguran sam da i vi koristite te bankovne kartice ovde u državi.
And we have in America what's called a debit card.
Mi imamo u Americi ono što se zove kreditna kartica.
And if we want to buy something, we just use the debit card and we run it through.
I ako želimo nešto kupiti, uzmemo kreditnu karticu i provučemo kroz aparat.
But if you don't have any money in the bank,
ali ako nemaš novca na računi banke,
you run it through and it says insufficient funds.
Provučete kroz mašinu i tamo izađe natpis nema dovoljno sredstava.
It means there's not enough money.
To znači da nema novca.
And sometimes the disciples wanted to cast out devils.
I jednom su i učenici želeli izbaciti đavole.
So they tried doing it, but they didn't have faith.
Oni su pokušali to da urade, ali nisu imali veru.
And Jesus said, "O ye of little faith."
A Isus je rekao, o vi sa tako malo vere.
See, it was insufficient funds. They didn't have enough faith to work the works of God.
Vidite, nije bilo dovoljno sredstava, jer nisu imali dovoljno vere za Božja dela.
And he says the same key that unlocks the door is also the one that can lock it.
I kaže isti ključ koji otključava vrata je isti onaj koji će i zaključati.
And Jesus said, "I am the door to the sheepfold."
A Isus je rekao, ja sam vrata ovcama.
It takes faith to unlock that door to go in.
Potrebna je vera da otključate ta vrata i da uđete unutra.
And not everyone has the right key to get in the door.
A nema svako pravi ispravni ključ da bi gurnuo u bravu.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, they guard the book of Acts.
Matej, Marko, Luka, Jovan, oni su okružili i čuvali knjigu Dela apostolska.
Because the Acts of the Apostles is the Holy Spirit working through the apostles.
Zato što u stvari Dela apostolska je Sveti Duh koji deluje kroz apostole.
And you have to have the right password to get in.
I vi morate imati ispravnu šifru da bi ušli unutra.
Just like on a computer, sometimes you have a password. If you don't have the password, you don't get in.
Baš kao što i na kompjuteru, ako nemate ispravnu šifru, ne možete ući u računar.
Now Jesus said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel."
A Isus je rekao, idite po celom svetu i propovedajte evanđelje.
And baptize them in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
I krštavajte ih u ime Oca, Sina i Svetoga Duha.
But you got to have faith to understand what is the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Ali morate imati veru da bi shvatili koje je ime Oca, Sina i Svetoga Duha.
Father's not a name.
Jel Otac nije ime.
Son's not a name.
Niti je Sin ime.
Holy Ghost is not a name.
Ani Sveti Duh nije ime.
For the angel came to Mary and told her, "This baby, you shall name him Jesus."
Jer kad je anđeo došao ka Mariji, on je rekao, ovo dete će imati ime Isus.
And he says, "I come in my Father's name, but you don't receive me."
A on je rekao, ja dolazim u ime Oca svoga, a vi me ne primate.
So Matthew stands there guarding the book of Acts.
Tako da Matej stoji tamo i čuva knjigu Dela apostolska.
And you say, "In the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost, let me go in."
I vi kažete, u ime Oca, Sina i Svetog Duha, hoću da uđem unutra.
The door stays closed.
A vrata vam i dalje stoje zatvorena.
Wrong answer.
Pogrešan odgovor.
What is the name?
Koje je to ime?
The name is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ime je naravno Gospod Isus Hrist.
And when you have that revelation, then it opens up and you go into the book of Acts.
I kada imate to otkrivenje, vrata vam se otvore i vi ulazite u knjigu Dela apostolska.
And I was in Switzerland one time.
Ja sam bio jednom u Švajcarskoj.
And one of the sons of Sammy Suter is very intellectual.
Jedan od sinova Samuela Sutera bio je veoma intelektualan, pametan.
And he wanted to show me his home. He had built a very nice home.
I želeo je da mi pokaže svoju kuću, sagradio je veoma lepu kuću.
And as we approached the front door,
i pošto smo prilazili prednjim vratima,
he stops and he says something to the door.
Stao je i rekao je nešto tim vratima.
And all of a sudden the light comes on and the door goes open.
I odjedanput svetlo se upalilo i vrata su se otvorila.
I've never seen that before in my life.
A ja to nikada ranije u životu nisam video.
I said, "Do that again."
Ja sam rekao, hajde uradi to još jednom.
So he pulls the door shut.
On je uzeo i zatvorio vrata.
And he says something, the light comes on, the door goes open.
Nešto je rekao, upalilo se svetlo i vrata su se otvorila.
And I said, "Let me do that."
Ja sam rekao, pusti me da ja to uradim.
So I stand before the door.
Tako stao sam pred vrata.
And I say the same thing he says.
I rekao sam istu stvar koju je i on rekao.
Nothing.
A ništa.
I said, "What's the matter?" I said the same thing.
Rekao sam, pa u čemu je stvar? Rekao sam isto.
He says, "It only recognizes the voice of the one who's the master that made it."
Rekao je, taj prepoznaje samo glas onoga koji je načinio tu spravu.
It was voice activated.
To je bio glas koji aktivira.
Do you realize that God quickens to every seed the voice of God?
Da li shvatate da Bog oživljava svakom semenu svoj glas?
Amen. Because that seed will only recognize the voice of God.
Zato što će to seme prepoznati samo Božji glas.
So we see not everyone will come to the door and it will open for them.
Tako vidimo da neće svako ko stane pred vrata, neće se svakom otvoriti vrat.
But Job was in this terrible trial.
Ali Job je bio u svom užasnom iskušenju.
And he's going in all directions. Where is God in all of this?
I išao je na sve strane i pitao se gdje je Bog u svemu ovome.
And he's trying to find an answer, kind of like walking in the dark.
I pokušao je naći odgovor na neki način kao kad hodate u tami.
Have any of you ever woke in the late night and you need to walk somewhere through the house?
Da li je neko od vas nekada ustao usred noći i probao da ode negde po mraku u kući?
So you walk slowly and you're waiting to feel something?
Idete polako i čekate da nešto dotaknete.
That's exactly what Job is doing.
To je tačno što je Job radio.
See, now watch this, Acts chapter 17.
Gledajte sada, ovo će biti dela apostolska 17.
Verse 26 and 27.
Acts 17.
Yeah, Acts 17, okay. Verse 26.
Stih 27. Dela 17, stih 27.
Acts 17, verse 26.
17, 27.
And he hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell...
17.
Yeah, Acts 1:7, 17.
1:7.
Yeah, 17.
17 chapter?
17.
Okay, 17 chapter.
17th chapter, verse 26.
Verse 26.
26 and 27.
Okay.
We'll start at 26.
Okay.
And he hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth.
I od jedne je krvi izveo svaki ljudski narod da prebiva po svom licu zemlje.
And he hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation.
Te odredio unapred određena razdoblja i međe njihova prebivanja.
That they should seek the Lord if happily they might feel after him and find him though he be not far from every one of us.
Da bi tražili Gospoda, ne bi li ga kako napipali ili našli, jer nije daleko ni od jednog od nas.
See, he's not far from us.
Vidite, nije daleko od nas.
But we've got to seek him.
Ali ga moramo tražiti.
You see, Brother Branham was working for the power company in the east.
Vidite, brat Branham je radio za jednu električnu kompaniju na istoku.
Right? And there's where he had a church, and there's where God commissioned the servant of God.
I to je tamo gde su imali crkvu i gde je Bog dao upute Božjem slugi.
Right hand blessings, power and authority.
Bio je to desna ruka blagoslova, sile i autoriteta.
But he kept feeling he's got to go west.
Ali stalno je osjećao u sebi da mora ići na zapad.
Lord, why are you sending me to the west? Here is my church. These are the people that love me.
Gospode, pa što me šalješ stalno na zapad kad su ovdje ljudi koji me vole i tu je moja crkva?
So he's going westward.
Tako da on kreće
and
na zapad.
He's now walking by faith because he's going somewhere that people don't even know him.
I on sada ide u veri, jer ide negde da ga ljudi čak i ne poznaju.
You understand? So God goes into that invisible realm.
Da li razumete? Dakle, Bog ponovo ulazi u tu nevidljivu oblast.
And so we see that he went from where God was blessing him.
Vidite, on je otišao sa mesta gdje ga je Bog blagosiljao.
But God says, I've got a greater work for you to do.
A Bog je rekao, ali ja za tebe imam veću stvar da obaviš.
But you're going to have to be more sincere.
Ali moraš biti više iskren.
You're going to have to pray more.
Moraš se više moliti.
And you're going to have to come to a higher level than you were before.
I moraš otići na viši nivo nego što si bio do sada.
Why? Because he's now going to have to walk by faith.
Zašto? Jer će sad morati i hodati.
And did you know that God gives right hand blessings?
I da li ste znali da Bog kad daje blagoslove desnice?
But Satan also does something with the right hand.
Da će i Sotona učiniti nešto sa desnicom.
When he marks the mark of the beast on the right hand.
Vidite, kada Sotona bude žigosao, on će žigosati desnu ruku.
Because Satan imitates everything that God does.
Zato što će Sotona imitirati sve što ima Bog.
And he causes all of the earth to take the mark of the beast.
I on će navesti ceo svet da prime žig zveri.
And sometimes people think that there's going to be a tattoo of 666 across their forehead and across their right hand.
I ljudi ponekad misle da će biti tamo neka tetovaža 666 na čelu i 666 na ruci.
We're never going to see that.
Nikada mi to nećemo videti.
But to be deceived by that denominational system.
Ali to je biti prevaren od tog denominacijskog sistema.
It marks your mind.
Oni obeleže vaš um.
And the way that you think, then you work with your hands.
A onako kako misliš, onda tako deluješ sa svojom rukom.
And so now we're beginning to understand here.
Tako mi ovde počinjemo da shvatamo
that even as these seven messengers were found in the right hand of God,
da su čak i ovih sedam glasnika bili u Božjoj desnici.
Every one of them were right hand messengers.
Svaki od njih je bio glasnik desnice Božije.
But the life of every one of them had the time when God moved into the left hand.
Ali život svakoga od njih je imao trenutke kada je Bog prešao na levu stranu.
Do you think Paul had an easy life?
Da li mislite da je Pavle imao lak život?
Paul had many great revelations from God.
Pavle imao silna velika otkrivenja od Boga.
But everywhere he goes, men are speaking evil of him.
Ali gde god bi mrdnuo, ljudi bi govorili loše stvari o njemu.
Everyone's trying to put Paul down.
Svako je pokušao nekako da sruši Pavla.
I remember the first time I heard the name William Branham.
Sećam se kada sam prvi put čuo za ime William Branham.
I went to a church meeting. It was a big Pentecostal meeting.
Otišao sam na jedan crkveni skup i bio je to veliki pentekostalni skup crkveni, jel?
And I went to this church and this black man was teaching about how the church will go through the tribulation.
I otišao sam u crkvu i taj crnac je učio kako će crkva ići kroz velike nevolje.
And he talked about Noah and Methuselah.
Govorio je o Noju i o Metuzalemu.
And I remember taking notes and
sećam se da sam beležio.
And I thought, well, I guess the church goes through the tribulation.
Pa rekao sam, pa čini se izgleda da crkva prolazi kroz velike nevolje.
Because I didn't know, I'm just listening to the preacher.
Zato što nisam drugačije znao, jer samo sam slušao propovednika.
And there was a brother sitting in the congregation.
I bio je tamo jedan brat koji je sedeo u zbornici.
And when the service was all over,
i kada je služba bila gotova,
he raised his hand, he said, excuse me, I'd like to say something.
Podigao je svoju ruku i rekao je, oprostite mi, želeo bih nešto reći.
And he said, yes, my brother.
Da, i on je rekao, da, brate, izvoli.
He says, brother, he said, the church goes through the tribulation, but not the bride of Christ.
A on je rekao, ali brate, vidiš, crkva hoće ići kroz velike nevolje, ali ne i nevesta Hristova.
And he said, that's thus saith the Lord.
I on je rekao, znaš, to je tako govori Gospod.
And you're a false prophet.
I ti si lažni prorok.
And this place just blew up.
A čitavo mesto je eksplodiralo.
And so my the host pastor, he comes in, hey, excuse me.
I zamenik pastora je rekao, hej, stanite, oprostite, stanite.
Let's everybody pray.
Hajde sad svi da se molimo.
And let's all speak in tongues.
Hajde da svi govorimo jezicima.
And so they all were started speaking in
vidite,
tongues.
I svi su počeli da govore u jezicima.
And you know, love.
Znate, ljubav.
Love.
Samo ljubav.
Kind of like the Beatles.
Kao Beatlesi.
What the world needs now is love.
Ono što je svetu sad potrebna je ljubav.
Just love.
Samo ljubav.
And so now it got very quiet.
I onda sve se umirilo.
So that brother sat down, but there was another brother sitting next to him.
A taj brat što je seo dole, imao je još jednog brata pored sebe.
So he raised his hand, he stood.
Sad je on podigao svoju ruku.
And The host pastor that was in the pulpit, he said, we will listen to any man's doctrine as long as it's brought in love.
Zamenik pastora rekao, mi ćemo čuti učenje svakog čoveka dok god je ona u ljubavi.
I don't care who he is or where he's from. If it's brought in love, we will listen to it.
Kaže, ne marim ko je i odakle, ako to bude izneseno u ljubavi, mi ćemo ga saslušati.
So that brother raises his hand.
I brat je podigao ruku.
He said, yes, brother.
On je rekao, izvoli, brate.
And just as meek and humble as he could.
I najponiznije i najkrotkije što je mogao.
He says, I would like to bring to you the doctrine of William Marion Branham.
Rekao je, želim vam onda izložiti. Složiti učenje brata Viljama Branhama.
And the whole place blew up again.
A mesto opet je boom, svi su je.
And all of the pastors, all the preachers all got to the pulpit and they were trying to grab the microphone.
I svi pastori i propovednici svi su počeli da hvataju mikrofon.
And the host pastor saying, "No, sit down."
Zamjenik pastora rekao, "Ne, sedite, šta vam je?"
And he says, "Of all the people in the whole world."
Rekao je, znaš, od svih ljudi na čitavom svetu
William Branham is the only one we will not listen to his doctrine. I don't care how it's brought.
William Branham je onaj čiju doktrinu nećemo slušati bez obzira kako bude predana.
I had never heard of William Branham.
A ja tada nikad nisam čuo ranije za Williama Branhama.
So I asked the man next to me, I said, "Hey, do you know William Branham?"
Ja sam pitao čovjeka pored mene, "Hey, jesi čuo ti za Williama Branhama?"
He says, "No, I've never heard of him."
On je rekao, "Ne." Nikad čuo nisam.
I said, "Why are they so afraid of this?"
Pa rekao sam, "Pa što se ti ljudi boje toliko tog čovjeka?"
He says, "I don't know."
Rekao je, "Nemam pojma."
And I said this, not really realizing what I said.
I ja sam rekao ovo, čak uopšte ne shvatajući šta zaista govorim.
I said, "I'm going to find out who this William Branham is."
Rekao sam, "Ja ću bre da vidim ko je taj William Branham." Amen.
About 2 weeks later,
dve nedelje kasnije,
I met some people and I got converted.
Sreo sam neke ljude i obratio sam se.
I went to a house and they had on the front door Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today and forever.
Bio sam u jednoj kući gdje je bila jedna pločica gdje je pisalo Hebrejima 13:8, Isus Hrist isti jučer, danas i zauvijek.
See, I had gone forward one time in a Pentecostal church to receive the Holy Ghost.
Vidite, jedno sam izašao napred u Pentekostnoj crkvi da bi primio Svetog Duha.
And I was sincere, I was crying, I wanted more of God.
Bio sam stvarno iskren i plakao sam i želeo sam još više Boga.
And so when I got up to the altar, the pastor says, just start babbling, just start saying something.
I kad sam došao pred oltar, pastir mi je rekao, počni samo nešto da govoriš, bilo šta.
And I didn't know what to say.
A ja nisam imao pojma šta da kažem.
He said, just start babbling something.
Reči, počni nešto da mumljaš.
I don't know what to say.
A ja nisam imao blage veze
and
šta da
says,
kažem.
And he says, well, see my tie, tie my tie.
I on je rekao, vidiš moju kravatu, govori s moje kravate.
He says, see my tie, tie my tie. Now he said, say it faster. See my tie, tie.
Aha, okay, sorry. Rekao je, vidiš moju kravatu, reci moja kravata. I samo da govori se brže i brže, tu reč.
See my tie, tie, tie.
Vidiš? Vidiš moju kravatu?
Get it?
Da li si shvatio?
Well, hey, if I hear you speak your language, I can imitate it.
Hey, ako ja vidim kako govorite vi svoj jezik, ja ga mogu imitirati.
You can imitate. You see, I can imitate something.
Vidite, ja mogu nešto imitirati.
So I just imitated what he said.
Tako ja sam počeo da imitiram ono što je on rekao.
And he said, "Praise the Lord."
I on je rekao, "Slava Gospodu."
You receive the Holy Ghost.
Primio si Svetog Duha.
Just rejoice, brother.
Samo se raduj, brate.
You got it.
Imaš to, primio si.
And so I said, "I got it. I got it."
Ja sam počeo da vičem, "Imam ga, imam ga."
I don't have it.
A nisam ga imao.
I was so disappointed.
Bio sam tako razočaran.
Because I wanted it.
Zato što sam ga stvarno želeo.
And God didn't give it to me.
A Bog mi nije to tada dao.
And so I felt rejected.
Tako da sam se osjetio odbačenim.
And so what is the human reaction when you're rejected?
A kako reaguje čovjek kada je odbačen?
You reject back.
I vi odbacujete.
And so I said, "Okay, God, if you're going to be that way, I don't want you."
Rekao sam, "U redu Bože, ako ćeš takav biti prema meni, ja te ne želim."
I've done everything that these preachers told me to do, and I didn't get the Holy Ghost.
Učinio sam sve što su ovi propovednici rekli i nisam dobio Svetog Duha.
So God, I believe you've rejected me, so I don't want you.
Tako Bože, pošto verujem da si ti mene odbacio, ne želim ni ja tebe.
And I got 7 times worse than I ever was.
I onda sam postao 7 puta gori nego što sam bio ikad.
Went back into drugs and rock music.
Vratio se u drogu, u rock muziku.
And now I don't want anybody to tell me anything about God.
A sada više ne želim da mi iko priča bilo šta o Bogu.
And so when I came to these people's door,
i kad sam došao do vrata ovih ljudi,
they had a sign, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today and forever.
Imali su taj natpis Isus Hrist isti juče, danas i zauvek.
And I thought, oh no, not some religious people.
Rekao sam, oh ne ponovo religiozni ljudi.
I tried that once, it doesn't work.
Sve sam ja to probao i ništa nije delovalo.
Well, I had my twin brother there with me.
A pošto je tamo bio moj brat blizanac sa mnom.
And as my brother, he began to ask them some questions.
I moj brat je počeo da im postavlja određena pitanja.
He says, "Oh, are you people Christians?"
Rekao je, "Da li ste vi ljudi hrišćani?"
Yes, we're Christians.
Da, hrišćani smo.
Sisters had long hair and long dresses.
Sestra imala dugu kosu i dugu haljinu.
And we saw that they looked different.
Vidjeli smo da malo drugačije izgledaju.
But I didn't. I went and sat in the corner while my brother talked to them because I didn't want to talk.
A ja sam otišao i seo u ćošak dok je moj brat pričao, zato što i nisam teo s njima pričati.
And the more that they talked to my brother, it seemed like big missiles were coming over and dropping like a big bomb on my head.
A što više su oni govorili mom bratu, delovalo je kao da veliki projektili idu ka meni kao bomba da me pogodi svaki put nešto.
It just seemed like every word.
Svaki put me nešto udarilo.
And you have to understand I was addicted on drugs.
A morate shvatiti da sam ja bio na drogama.
And these two men that were converted were two of the largest drug dealers in Southern California that got converted.
Ti ljudi koji su se obratili bili su najveći dileri droge u Južnoj Kaliforniji pre nego što su se obratili.
When every major rock band came through,
kad god bi neki
California,
veliki rock grupa došla u Kaliforniju,
the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, all of the big
Rolling Stones,
band,
Beatles i svi ti veliki, velike grupe,
they went to the concert and they brought to them all the drugs.
Oni bi išli na koncerte i prodavali bi puno droge.
Well, now these two men have just gotten converted.
A sada ti ljudi, njih dvojica su se obratila.
And so they began to talk to me because they could see that I was high under this drug.
I oni su počeli da govore meni jer su vidjeli da sam ja već poprilično u drogi.
They quit talking to my brother, they started talking to me.
Prestali su govoriti mom bratu i počeli da se obraćaju meni.
Now this is my testimony.
Ovo je moje svedočanstvo.
They said, "Would you like us to pray for you?"
Rekli su, "Da li bi želeo da se pomolimo za tebe?"
I said, "No."
Rekao sam, "Ne, ne."
Would you like us to pray for you that you could quit doing drugs?
Da li želiš da se pomolimo za tebe da se oslobodiš droge?
I said no.
Rekao sam ne.
Would you like us to pray that God would give you the desire to quit doing drugs?
Da li želiš da se molimo Bogu da ti da želju da prestaneš sa drogom?
I said no.
Rekao sam ne.
See, they kept asking questions.
Vidite, nastavljali su postavljati mi pitanja.
And they said, "Do you believe it to be a sickness?"
I rekli su, da li, what do you believe?
Do you believe your drug addiction to be a sickness?
Da li veruješ da je ta tvoja zavisnost od droge bolest?
And before I could think, my heart spoke.
I pre nego što sam mogao razmisliti, srce mi je progovorilo.
I said yes.
Rekao sam da.
And they said,
a oni su rekli,
if you will lay hands on the sick and anoint them with oil, God will heal them.
Ako budemo polagali ruke na bolesne i pomazali ih uljem, Bog će ih izlečiti.
Now you have to understand, I feel like God's rejected me.
A morate to razumeti. Ja sam se osjećao kao da me je Bog odbacio.
I was trying my very best to just reject God.
Sve sam dao od sebe da odbacim ja Boga.
But really in my heart I wanted to know God.
Ali u svom srcu sam stvarno želeo znati Boga.
I loved him even when I feel he didn't love me.
A ja sam ga u stvari duboko u sebi voleo čak i onda kad sam znao da on ne voli mene.
And I fell under the conviction of God and I began to repent in those people's home.
Ja sam kleknuo pod Božijom osudom i počeo da se molim kod njih.
And And I don't know, for half hour, 45 minutes, I was lost.
Ne znam da li to bilo pola sata, 45 minuta, ali nestao sam negdje u molitvi.
And I was crying out to God. I said, God, even if you send me to hell, I'm going to serve you.
Vikao sam Bogu, čak ako me baciš u pakao, ja ću te i dalje služiti.
I said, I love you so much.
Rekao sam, ja te toliko volim.
I said, you don't have to give me the Holy Ghost, I'll serve you anyway.
Rekao sam, ma ne moraš da mi daš Svetog Duha, ja ću te svakako služiti.
And I'm just crying my heart out before God.
I ja sam vikao iz srca Bogu.
And these brothers came over and they took some oil and they put it on my forehead.
I braća su došla, uzela ulje i namazila mi na čelo.
And I tell you, God filled me with the Holy Ghost.
I reći ću vam, Bog me ispunio sa Svetim Duhom.
And I had no idea what these people believe.
A nisam imao pojma šta ovi ljudi veruju.
And I said, wow, where did you get this teaching?
I rekao sam, ma odakle vama ovo učenje?
Because you've got power and authority with God.
Jer vi imate i autoritet i silu od Boga.
I had gone forward to get prayed for by other preachers and I received nothing.
Ja sam izlazio pred mnoge druge propovednike da se mole za mene, a nikad ništa nisam dobio.
And they said, we believe God sent a prophet.
I rekao je, mi vjerujemo da je Bog poslao proroka.
And without hearing a tape, without reading anything, I said, I believe he's a prophet.
A bez da sam i čuo kasetu ili pročitao nešto, rekao sam, vjerujem da je on prorok.
Why? Because now I had power with God.
Zašto? Jer ja sam bio osnažen, osiljen od Boga.
I walked in as a drug addict and as a hippie.
Ušao sam unutra kao ovisnik o drogi i kao hipik.
And I came out as a son of God.
A izašao napolje kao Boži sin.
And later they gave me some books and tapes of the prophet of God.
I kasnije su mi dali neke knjige i propovedi od Božijeg proroka.
And as I read those books, I couldn't get enough.
I dok sam čitao te knjige, prosto nisam mogao da se nasitim.
The more I read, the more I identified with that.
Što sam više čitao i više sebe video u tome.
Until I am here today.
Sve dok eto nisam stigao do ovoga što sam danas.
I stand before you. I've had many right-hand blessings.
Stojim pred vama i kažem vam, imao sam puno blagoslova desnice.
But there's many times God pulls into that left hand.
Ali često puta i Bog se povukao na tu levu stranu.
You don't see.
I tada ga ne vidite.
But I know he's there.
Ali znate da je tamo.
He's working on us.
On radi sa nama.
So I want all of you that the next time you go through a great trial.
I želim tako da svi znate kada sljedeći put se nađete u nekom velikom iskušenju.
And it just seems like God's not there.
I da sve deluje kao da tamo Boga nema.
And you're doing everything to find him.
I vi pokušavate sve da bi ga našli.
I want you to understand, he's on the left hand.
Želim da shvatite da je sa leve strane.
Where he works.
Zato što on tamo deluje.
They sing that song back in America. He was there all the time.
Pevaju tu pesmu, on je bio tamo sve vreme. Bio je tamo sve vreme.
I just couldn't see it.
Ja prosto to nisam mogao da vidim.
I couldn't perceive that God was doing that.
Nisam mogao da razumem da Bog to čini.
But he was there all the time.
Ali sve vrijeme je bio tamo.
Amen. So I want all of you to understand this.
Želim i ja da vi svi razumete ove stvari.
Everyone loves right hand blessings.
Svako voli te blagoslove desnice.
Thy right hand, O God, is power and authority.
Tvoja desnica, O Bože, je sila i autoritet.
Thy right hand is strength and authority.
Tvoja desnica je snaga i autoritet.
But thy left hand is where you're working.
Ali levica tvoja je tamo gdje djeluješ.
He's still there, just in that invisible realm.
On je i dalje tamo, ali u toj nevidljivoj oblasti.
So now you know the left hand of God.
Sada znate šta je Božja levica.
So you know a little bit more of God's nature.
Znate sada malo više o Božjoj prirodi.
Perhaps some of you are in that place right now and you feel like God's real far away from you.
Možda neki od vas ste sada upravo u tom stanju da osjećate da je Bog prilično daleko od vas.
And you've done everything to try to find him.
I učinili ste sve da bi ga našli.
The devil did everything he could to try to keep from me bringing this sermon this morning.
Đavo je učinio sve što je mogao i da me zadrži da ne predam jutros ovu službu.
But somebody needed to hear this.
Ali nekom je ova služba bila potrebna.
Because maybe you're gone through a very hard trial.
Zato što ste možda prošli kroz veoma teško iskušenje.
Maybe it's been months since you felt the presence of God.
Možda su prošli mjeseci od kako ste zadnji put osjetili Božju prisutnost.
I had a young boy in Belgium one time.
Imao sam jednom u Belgiji jednog mladića.
He was a son of one of the prominent men in the church.
Bio je jedan od sin od jednog od istaknutih ljudi iz crkve.
He was a young man and he was just going through some trials.
I on je bio mladić i prolazio je kroz neka iskušenja.
Raised up in church and sang the songs and did everything, you know.
Odrastao u crkvi, pevao pesme i radio sve ono što treba.
He said, "Brother Ron, can I talk to you?"
I rekao je, "Brate Ron, možemo malo da popričamo."
He said, "You know, I go to church and I don't feel God's blessing anymore."
Kaže, "Znaš, odlazim u crkvu, a više ne mogu ni jedan Božji blagoslov da osetim."
He says, "I still pray, I still read, but maybe not as much as I should."
Rekao je, "I dalje se molim i čitam, možda ne baš koliko bi trebao."
"But I go to church and I see other people and they cry and they get blessings and I'm getting nothing."
A ja odem u crkvu i vidim kako neko plače i kako se raduje i svašta, a ja ništa toga nemam.
So I just begin to talk to him.
I počeo sam malo da razgovaram sa njime.
I said, "Well, did you change something? What are you doing?"
Pitao sam ga, da li si nešto promenuo u životu? Šta radiš?
He says, "Well, I really like, I like music."
Rekao je, "Znaš, ja jako volim muziku."
And he says, "I'm into Christian rock and roll."
Kaže, "Znaš, malo sam se dao u hrišćanski rock and roll."
I said, "There's no such thing as Christian rock and roll."
Ja sam rekao, "Znaš, hrišćanski rock and roll ne postoji uopšte."
I said, "Rock and roll is rock and roll."
Rekao sam, "Rock and roll je rock and roll."
I said, "Just because they Jesus."
Samo zato što tako sviraju i viču Isus.
See, it has the anointing of the world with it.
Vidite, na tome je pomazanje ovog sveta.
He says, "Well, we call it soft rock."
Znaš, mi to zovemo blagi rock.
I said, "Soft rock? There's no such thing as soft rock."
Rekao sam, "Znaš, ne postoji tako nešto kao blagi rock."
I said, "Go outside and find a soft rock and let me throw it at you."
Kaže, izađi napolje i nađi jedan mekani kamen, jer to je ono što je rock, i baci na nekog.
I said, "There is no soft rock."
Znaš, mekog roka ili kamena, to ne postoji.
I believe that's where your problem is.
I ja sam rekao, "Znaš, mislim da tu leži tvoj problem."
And he says, "Well, I've spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars to buy all these records."
I rekao je, potrošio sam na stotine i stotine dolara da bi skupio sve te CD-ove od tih grupa, jel?
And he said, "What should I do with them? Should I sell them?"
I rekao je, "Šta da radim sa svim time? Da ih prodam?"
I said, "No, make a sacrifice to God."
Ja sam rekao, "Prinesi Bogu žrtvu."
I said, "Go get a hammer and bust them."
Uzmi jedan čekić i izlupaj ih sve.
Here's the truth.
Evo istine.
He went to his house, he got all his CDs and he beat them into pieces.
Otišao je i sa police pokupio sve CD-ove i sve ih porazbijao.
And the very next time that he came to church.
I sljedeći put kad je došao u crkvu,
he received a blessing he could not contain.
Primio je toliko blagoslova da više nije mogao gdje da ih smesti.
Sometimes you just do a little something and you get out of the will of God.
Nekada uradite neku sitnicu i time napustite Božju volju.
Maybe you're watching television, maybe you're going to the movies.
Možda gledate televizor, odlazite u bioskope.
Maybe you're listening to something you shouldn't listen to.
Možda slušate stvari koje ne biste trebali slušati.
It'll steal that blessing from you.
I te stvari će ukrasti od vas blagoslov.
That's why the prophet of God said, "Stay away from those things."
I zato je Božji prorok rekao, klonite se od svih tih stvari.
Stay away from television because it puts those things into your mind.
Rekao je, klonite se od televizije, ona će vas napunit će vam glavu sa svim stvarima.
I thank God I have not had a television since 1971.
Zahvaljujem Bogu što nisam imao televiziju od 71. godine.
And as I was flying here, the people sitting next to me.
I dok sam leteo ovamo, ljudi koji su sedeli tu do mene,
they asked me, "Well, did you see such and such on television?"
Pitali su me, "E, jesi gledao to i to na televizoru?"
I said, "No, I don't have a television."
Rekao sam, "Ne, ja nemam televizor."
What?
Šta?
You don't have a television?
Nemaš televizor?
I said, no.
Rekao sam, ne.
I says, I don't have time to watch television.
Rekao sam, znaš, nemam uopšte vremena da gledam televizor.
I said, there's only one television I want to look
Rekao sam,
at.
Postoji samo jedan televizor koji ja želim da gledam.
This is the Facebook I want to look into.
Ovo je Facebook u koji ja želim da gledam.
This is the one that will tell me the correct vision.
Ovaj će mi pokazati ispravni način, viziju.
Tell me the vision.
Reci mi koja je vizija.
Not the vision of the world.
Ne vizija ovog sveta.
The things of God.
Već Božjih stvari.
Now as I close.
I sad dok završavam.
And I want to talk to you very seriously right now.
Želim vam sada stvarno ozbiljno da govorim.
Maybe somebody here has really been going through a hard trial.
Možda je neko ovde stvarno prošao kroz teškoće.
And you just seem like you want to give up.
I deluje vam kao da biste skoro i odustali.
God had me to preach this sermon for you today.
Bog mi je dao da propovedam ovu propoved vama lično.
I'd like you to bow your heads.
Želimo da pognemo glave sada.
And maybe as I ministered this word, you could identify with somebody going through a trial like this.
I možda dok sam propovedao ovu reč, možda ste prepoznali nekoga ko prolazi kroz ovakvo iskušenje.
And maybe nobody really knows what's in your heart.
A možda uistinu niko i ne zna šta se dešava u vašem srcu.
And you have put on a face as though you're happy and things are okay.
I vi ste tako namestili lice kao da ste sretni i da je sve u redu.
But inside you're in trouble and you need help.
Ali u vašoj nutrini vi ste u problemu i potrebna vam je pomoć.
Maybe you've done something, you've grieved the Holy Spirit in your life.
Možda ste učinili nešto što je ožalostilo Svetog Duha u vašem životu.
And it seems like he's a thousand miles away from you.
I deluje kao da je on hiljadama kilometara daleko od vas.
I want you to know he's here.
Želim da znate da on jeste ovdje.
He's just in the invisible realm.
Samo je u toj nevidljivoj oblasti.
And maybe you'd like to raise your hand and say, remember me.
Želite podići ruku i reći, seti me se, Gospode.
I just need more of God.
Treba mi još više Boga.
I need more of God in my life.
Treba mi više Boga u svom životu.
I need God to just give me a fresh anointing.
Treba mi Bog koji će me ponovo osvežiti pomazanjem.
Open up the eyes of my understanding.
Otvori mi oči mog razuma.
And let me see more of you and your glory.
Da bi video više tebe u tvojoj slavi.
Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father.
Nebeski Oče.
Now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Sada u ime Isusa Hrista.
The enemy has done everything he could to try to stop this service.
Neprijatelj je učinio baš sve što je mogao da bi sprečio ovu službu.
But Father, you see those that have raised their hands.
Ali Oče, vidiš one koji su podigli ruke.
They have a need, Lord.
Da imaju potrebu.
They seen the right hand blessings, but they didn't understand the left hand.
Oni su videli te blagoslove desnice, ali nisu razumeli levicu.
You were there all the time.
A ti si bio tamo sve vreme.
Father, I pray, let your anointing come upon them again, O God.
Oče, molim se da tvoje pomazanje iznova dođe na njih.
Even as it came upon Samson and said, once more, Lord, let
your... Čak kao što je došlo na Samsona i rekao je, O Gospode, još jedan put.
Father, I pray that you'll bless these people.
Oče, molim se da blagosloviš ove ljude.
Maybe there's someone here that has never given their life completely to Jesus Christ.
Možda ovde ima nekoga ko nikada potpuno nije predao svoj život Isusu Hristu.
Maybe they've been raised in church.
Možda su odrasli u crkvi.
But they've never given their life totally to God.
Ali nikada zaista potpuno nisu dali život svoj Bogu.
They're making the decision right now, I want to serve you, Lord.
I neka donesu takvu odluku upravo sada, želim
služiti Gospodu. I want to do that which is according to thy word.
Želim učiniti ono što je po tvojoj reči.
I don't care what people think.
Baš me briga šta misle ljudi.
I want to be saved and have Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
Želim biti spasen i imati Isusa Hrista kao svog spasitelja i Gospoda.
They make that decision.
Molim se da donesu takvu odluku.
In Jesus Christ's name.
U ime Isusa Hrista.
Amen.
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 If the musicians will come.
Neka dođu muzičari polako i...
of you understand the right and left hand of God?
Sad da li svi razumete levicu Božiju i desnicu? Oh,
I want you to understand that.
Želim da to razumete.
When God moves into that left hand,
da kada Bog pređe na tu levu stranu,
He's there.
On je tamo.
You'll not see him with physical eyes.
Ne vidite ga prirodnim očima.
You have to know by faith he's there.
Ali morate znati verom da je tamo.
I trust that this word has been a blessing to
Verujem
you.
Verujem da vam je ova reč bila jutros na blagoslov.
Amen. God richly bless
Bog vas izobilno blagoslovio.
I turn the service over.
Predajem službu dalje,
Amen.
Pastor.
Brother Uroš.
Brat Urošu.
Thank you.
molimo da ustanemo. Pogledamo glave za reč molitva. Dragi naš nebeski Oče, Ti znaš tajne svih naših srca. Ti znaš naše potrebe. Ti znaš sve naše životne situacije, dragi Bože. I mi Te molimo Tvoje ime. Da nam se objaviš u našim životima. Da nam pokažeš da si tu. Da jednostavno pokreneš ono, Gospode, za čega možda neko od nas čeka nešto. Neka potreba, neka, možda neki problem, možda što god da je, Gospode, Ti znaš. I mi Te molimo, Gospode, tu smo došli na ovo mesto da Ti čujemo glas, Gospode. I ponekad je potrebno nekoliko dana, Gospode, da uđemo u tu atmosferu, da nam se omekša naš čovječi duh, da jednostavno padnu sve barijere, da konačno možemo čuti Tvoj glas. Da konačno ponizimo svog duha, Gospode, i da možemo čuti ono što nam govoriš, možda već duže vremena, ali nismo čuli zbog toga, jer nismo pristupili na pravi način. I mi vjerujemo da je ovakav kamp nešto što nam daje mogućnost da možemo prići Tvome prestolu. Možda nismo svi pobednici svaki dan, možda nismo svi u stanju da svaki dan možemo prići Tvome prestolju i čuti Tvoj glas, ali eto, danas je za neke prilika. I mi Te molimo, Bože, da nam pomogneš, da jednostavno stegnemo ruku i primimo ono što si za nas već pripremio. Taj blagoslov koji nas čeka i čeka, samo da mi dođemo u pravu poziciju, Bože, da ga možemo uzeti. Ja Te molim za svakog brata i za svaku sestru koja je u potrebi, Bože, da nas se dotakneš i nam daš taj trajni blagoslov. Nije u pitanju nešto što je nama potrebno na ovome svetu, već možda više onome što nam je potrebno u našem duhu, u tom večnom području, u toj dimenziji našeg večnog života, Gospode, da se približimo Tebi. Mi Te molimo u Tvoje dragoceno ime, ime Gospoda Isusa Krista. Amen. Amen. Pružite ruku svome bratu, svojoj sestri i neka vas Bog sve blagoslovi. Amen.